Because it's about the fear-based emotions we all experience, which in reality are not real. They're your old programming, and they're delusions. To attain enlightenment, you must cast away your delusions. In fact, your earthly purpose, from a Zen or metaphysical perspective, is to cast away your delusions. The only way to truly end suffering, attain peace of mind, and become enlightened is to secure freedom of the self and from the self. I realize I've already discussed this, but because releasing these emotions is so important to liberation, it's time to further explore fear and then relate basic fear to your own life, which we will do in a later session. Bondage manifests externally as oppression of all kinds, from relationships to religion, from poverty to an unfulfilling career. Internally, we are held in bondage to the incessant babbling of our mind about such things as guilt, envy, anger, greed, possessiveness, hate, jealousy, selfishness, repression, anxiety, insecurity, frustrations, need for approval, resistance, revenge, inhibitions, prejudice, resentment, and the need to control, for starters. Absolute freedom can only be attained through detachment from negativity. Detached mind is a matter of allowing fear-based thoughts and emotions to flow through your mind without affecting you. Detachment comes as a result of awareness, not technique. The best way to begin attaining that awareness is to explore what doesn't work in your life. The new Zen-based psychotherapies assert that unhappy people are not satisfying their needs and have developed negative patterns of thinking. Actions follow thinking, so the end result is suffering. Since there is no way to heal a mind, medical therapy is of no value. Unless you need hospital treatment or prescription drugs, all a mental health counselor can do is help you to alter your viewpoint or make you aware of your unconscious programming. The rest is up to you. From a metaphysical perspective, this is a matter of wisdom erasing karma. Wisdom begins with choosing to behave in ways that will result in harmony instead of disharmony. Basically, this is the ability to reason. A primary goal of contemporary therapy is to convince an individual to be more responsible and realistic regarding short-term sacrifices, which can lead to fulfilling long-term goals. We all have the need to love and be loved, and to feel worthwhile to ourselves and to others. If either of these needs is unfulfilled, our life doesn't work as well as it would if these needs were satisfied. Regarding the need to love, we must be involved with other people, one at a very minimum. You must love that person and feel loved in return. If you don't have this critical person in your life, a basic need is unfulfilled, and mental and emotional symptoms may result. To feel worthwhile to yourself and others, you must maintain a satisfactory standard of behavior. This means correcting yourself when you recognize faults and mistakes. If your conduct is below your standard, you must correct it, or you're likely to experience mental, emotional, and maybe physical symptoms, just as if you had no one to love, or no one who loves you. Two of the goals in my retreats and seminars are to find out if the participants are blocking love, and if they are, to encourage immediate changes in behavior, thus a feel the need. It isn't even important to change how you feel about something. If you're willing to change what you're doing, a change in attitude will follow. Solid change begins with action.